Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Taylor. Hey, Miranda.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Mel.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Why did the poor dog chase his tail?
Why?
He was trying to make ends meet. Bork, bork, hello.
Bork, bork, hello.
Bork, bork.
We're all here.
We're all here. Welcome back to the Floof and Popper podcast, where we have three hosts for you today.
Woo-hoo.
I have Melanie in front of me.
That's me. Hello.
And Miranda to the right of me.
Yo, yo. Hello.
And I am Taylor, the only one that doesn't start with an M.
Oh, no.
Should be the Miranda and Mel podcast.
Miranda, no. Mel, and Mailer.
Hi.
Like Norman Mailer?
No. I don't know who that
like
is.
He's your an Mailer. Author. Taylor Mailer.
Like I mail letters?
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think we should move on.
Let's. Yeah.
Speaking of M words.
Is that the segue?
Fire segue.
I have a story for you today. It's an article called Dogs Who Break World Records.
Because
I found some really cool ones and I thought it might be a fun.
Are we talking world records share. Like fastest land speed?
Yes, but mostly a lot kookier than that.
Okay. Ooh. And so I was just picturing a dog in one of those weird little motorcycles on a desert. Like,
well, the first picture in this article is a dog on a scooter.
Yay. Love it.
So
love
I'm pretty
it.
Excited for that.
There's got to be at least one on a skateboard, surely.
I think so, but we'll see how we go. The first record here is for the tallest dog in history.
Oh.
Any guesses?
On Jack. Breed? On
Jack the dog. Like, do we need
what,
to guess
his name?
What are we guessing?
So his name is Zeus. He was the tallest dog in history. He's a Great Dane from Orsego, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And he
and
was,
how tall is he?
Are we like his standing height or him on two legs?
No, standing height. This is just him on four legs, your average Great Dane.
His head.
To his head, yeah.
2.4 meters.
Oh, no.
A standard 2.4.
2.4, that would be like taller than any human.
A really
that
big would human.
Be like
what,
huge.
What taller than any human? 2.4 meters.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know any human that's taller than 2 meters? 2 meters
yeah,
is like a
not.
6'7" human.
I have friends that know very tall humans. Does that count?
Okay. He was 1.1 meter tall.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
44 inches.
A sweet 1.1. Whoa.
He's so I just turned on the photo. So you'll have to check it out in the show notes. But that's pretty tall.
That's a big boy.
So he passed away in 2004.
Oh.
He died at the age of 6 because the Great Dane lifespan isn't actually that long.
Well, the longer limbed a dog is, generally the shorter lifespan it has just because pumping blood to its
is
extremities
harder.
Is harder.
Mm. And that's why sausage dogs live forever.
Yeah.
They never
die.
That's
why die.
They're immortal.
Ooh, ooh. Voting day today.
It
Happy
is voting day today.
Democracy Day, Australia.
Happy Democracy Sausage Day.
I saw a not democracy sausage, but a democracy sausage dog at my voting poll.
Was it cute?
Yeah, he was barking. He was like,
oh,
hey,
democracy.
Hey! Hey!
Hey, yo!
Hey! Vote! I'm a dog.
Vote.
I don't know what it means, but vote!
Vote for dogs!
Did you see that this year that there was the animal party?
The animal, yeah.
Yeah. Mm,
interesting.
Very interesting.
Weird times.
Yeah, sorry.
Weird times.
The next record is for the fastest 30 meters on a scooter by a dog.
So specific.
It is so specific.
Any guesses?
As
to how long meters? It took?
Yeah.
For a dog to travel 30 meters on a scooter.
Yeah.
I don't have any data to start guessing from.
It was a minute. That's a long time, isn't it?
No, it was 20... 21 seconds.
Holy moly.
So that's less than a meter a second. Look at him. Look at him go. Look at a little.
What I kind of dog is just, it? I can't see it.
Well, you can't because it's just blur.
Oh, it's moving so fast.
He's so fast.
Yeah, so his name was Norman and he was a French sheepdog.
A French sheepdog?
Yeah, and he broke from a world France? Record, I presume so.
Is he a sheepdog from France well, it doesn't or is his say, breed a French sheepdog?
No, his breed is a French. Oh, actually, that's a good question. Oh, I no, don't
French
know.
Sheepdog is a thing.
World oh, for no, his no, world record for his dog speed scooting abilities. At the age of 3, he rode a scooter for a distance of around 100 feet in less than 21 seconds.
Whoa.
So he was the fastest.
What a guy.
The next one is the longest tongue on a dog.
Who comes up with these things?
I don't know. I guess people just submit for them. They're just like, I reckon my dog has the longest tongue. Can we verify?
Are these actual Guinness World
Records? Yeah, these are Guinness World Records. Wow. Like these are credit Guinness World
How
Records.
How do you measure a dog's tongue?
I don't know.
From what point do you start?
Just is the Taylor. And the other end.
So it was a Saint Bernard. His name is Mochi. And his tongue is 19 centimeters long.
19 centimeters.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. No. Mel just did like a full ruler length. But I was like, no.
I started at the full ruler length. And then I brought like my fingers together.
Two thirds of a ruler.
Guys, check out the show notes for these photos There's because they're photo ridiculous and I love them.
And he's just like flapping in the wind.
He's just flapping in the wind. Do you reckon they have health problems if their tongue just sticks out of their mouth all the time?
I don't know. He likes eating. Oh, she
rolls
girl,
it
sorry.
Up. Rolls it up inside.
She likes eating sweet potatoes.
All Aww. Dogs like eating sweet
you
potatoes.
You just put the whole sweet potato on her tongue and just like. Oh.
Can we start guessing other records that might be held by dogs?
Sure.
And then you can tell us if there's
there?
An official one.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Most fleas on a dog.
Oh, ew. I don't know how you would measure that because fleas jump like quite quickly.
Oh, that's true. Okay. No,
Most
I take it back.
Belly scratches in a minute.
Well, that's a human record.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like any dog can be like, I'm going to take it. What are we up to? 3 days?
Two dogs belly scratching each other.
What about like the longest sausage dog.
Oh, let me Google. Oh,
longest yeah. sausage dog.
I do have one here for the longest tail.
Ooh. Oh, that's precious. Does the longest sausage dog exist?
The longest dachshund was from 2000. I don't even know if that's a photo or an illustration.
Oh.
Oh, hang on.
It's a painter's impression.
World's longest daily dachshund. Here we go.
It's from a website called Daily Dachshund.
Yeah.
I need that in my life.
These are just memes. Get out of here, memes. I don't know.
I did look it up and it just says this photo makes this dachshund look super long.
Yeah, that's the one I hit and I was like,
okay,
cool,
never mind.
Stop
okay.
memeing me.
All right.
So the longest tail was 76.8 centimeters.
Whoa.
It's almost a meter. Sort
it
of.
Is. 30.2 inches.
Three
so like more than two Subway sandwiches. Which is how I measure things. I just picture Subway sandwiches. So Keon, the Irish wolfhound who lives in Belgium, holds the record for the dong with dong? Dog.
There's another record we're not going to talk about on this podcast.
With the longest tail. I was thinking long and dog and I said it
I
together.
Know. Yeah, I know you were.
76.8 centimeters. Wow. Any guess for the largest dog litter?
Ooh.
12.
14?
That means up.
18. 101.
No.
Dalmatians.
24.
Holy
That was
moly.
My next guess.
24 pups.
Two
they were born
dozen.
In 2004 to a Neapolitan Mastiff in England.
It must be baby time.
Born by cesarean section, Aww. C-section.
Were they three different colours? Like a third of them were chocolate and a third
dark.
Of them were strawberry and a third of them.
Vanilla?
No.
Cute.
And no.
All the You're chocolate ones
up.
Got adopted
so,
first.
Unfortunately, three of them died in the first week. So there were nine no. females and 15 males.
Ugh.
15 male puppies. That's a lot. Guesses for the most tennis balls held in a single canine mouth?
Oh,
I think nine. We've seen a photo of this
Probably.
When we did that
nine?
Dog breed.
Is that was a, too many?
A dog enough? Breed that we did, well, it was ages ago now, but it was like the last episode I was on. That had every picture we saw of this dog had balls
yes,
in its mouth.
I remember that.
Yes, 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 yes. That was only three though. He had three in his mouth.
Okay. So more than three.
More than three.
Less than
Less
nine.
Than nine. Standard tennis balls, not like ping pong balls.
Seven.
No.
Five.
Five is correct.
Ah.
5 regulation sized tennis balls in the mouth by Augie, a golden retriever.
Of course it's a golden retriever.
I feel like you can only see 4 in the photo. 1 is like riding
down his nose.
As far as all the records we've discussed so far, I feel like that's the one you could aim to beat. Like,
yeah.
You can't really control how long your dog's tongue is. But you could train them for more balls.
You know one we could aim to beat?
Which one?
Largest dog wedding.
Oh. The largest dog wedding.
The largest dog wedding ceremony took place on May 19, 2007. Oh, your anniversary has just been. Congratulations. the Bow Wow Vows.
Oh my
organized
goodness.
By Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center in Colorado. There were 178 dog pairs.
Oh, the dogs were getting married.
Not like the attendees were being.
No, that's how many dogs got married on the day.
That's so random.
So
hey,
double
listeners,
that.
Hit us up if you have 2 dogs you want married, and then maybe we'll all get together and beat that record.
A lot
That's a lot of dogs.
The RSPCA million paws wedding.
Million paws wedding. So even though the ceremony was unofficial and had no legal value. Because dogs.
Well, yeah.
Dogs received a complimentary wedding certificate.
Aww.
And there's like a line here of people like lining up to get their dogs married.
So weird.
Some of those dogs aren't even dressed for the day.
Right.
Oh, come on.
That one's just wearing a collar.
Yeah, no.
That's just inappropriate.
You can't count it unless there's a full wedding dress with train. That's my rule I'm making for ours.
All right.
Anyway, there's a couple more on there, but I'll leave you to scroll.
Oh, you gotta save some for next time.
Yeah. I love those. Those are bizarre.
I like the really random ones. So good.
Hang on, let me think of a segue. You know what dog we didn't?
We can't hang on and wait for you to think of a segue.
What dog didn't we talk about?
What?
The Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Have we not talked about a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel yet?
Can you believe it?
Oh, that's well overdue, that is.
So shout out to Tom because he was listening to all of our episodes. He's a buddy of mine.
Gone through the backlog.
He's listened to every episode and he harangued me.
Harangued.
He was like, why haven't you done the King Charles? I was like, you know what? This is for you, Tom.
We're fixing it.
For you, Tom.
Take it away.
What's up,
me? So, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, you might know. One of the most famous ones is Lady from Lady and the Tramp.
Honestly, I did not know that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know what breed she was because she just looks
so
like
beautiful.
An animated dog. But okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, no.
She ain't no Dalmatian.
Just an animated dog.
I see where you are. Judging you.
I like 101 Dalmatians. That's very clear what breed they are.
And that's why I like it. So you might also hear them as the Blenheim Spaniel or the
Blenheim.
Ruby. I love the word Blenheim. I went to
it
Blenheim
like
in New Zealand and
Blenheim.
I just went
Blenheim. Blenheim Spaniel.
They're super cute. So if you haven't seen one before, they're
where have you been?
Yeah. Watch Lady
There's
in the
lots.
They're a small dog breed with long floppy ears, generally quite long coats. You will see them. They come in a lot of different colors, but the main ones I see are like brown and white or ruby and white. I wonder if that's why they're called ruby spaniels.
Ooh. I think probably.
So ruby and white. I don't know if I made that up or not. Or black and tan.
Black and tan, like a cocktail.
Yep.
Black and tan cocktail?
Have you never had a black and tan cocktail?
I have no idea what that is.
What?
Anyway.
Black and tan.
G-rated. We don't cocktails.
Yeah,
God, there's a lot of Freudian slips going on today.
It's got a pale beer and a dark beer. They call it a black and tan.
Okay.
Good to know.
There you go.
They're real sweet, real pleasant. Their silky coat is medium in length with feathering on the ears, chest, legs and tail. So they're fancy ladies.
Ears, chest, legs and tails.
Whether they are male or female, they fancy ladies. And as I said, their colours include tricolour, black and tan, Blenheim, which is red and white.
Hey.
That's what Blenheim is.
Okay. Is that like
not just a city in New Zealand?
Isn't the English flag like red and white? Is that the English flag?
What?
Yes, but I don't think that's what we're referring to.
Blenheim, the Blenheim flag.
So yep.
I can carry on.
And ruby, which is rich mahogany red, which you might see in like an Irish setter. I don't know. Yeah,
we have done the Irish setter.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love the Irish setter. But anyway, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. is an eager, affectionate and happy dog, always seeming to be wagging its tail, which is most dogs I see, but I love that that is included. They're outgoing and sportive. We did see a few.
At what?
I do believe we did see a few at the dog show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's it.
That's it.
They're said to be naturally well behaved and get along well with other dogs and non-canine pets. So if you got a catto or
turtles,
birds, other non-canine pets, if you need that, they're good with them. They also love people. They're easy companionship, but they do need rules and limits. And as with any dog, yeah, they just need to be controlled in a nice way. Am I still talking?
Yes. Yep. You're telling us about the Cavalier King Charles.
I am. For these guys, their exercise needs aren't super high because they're little dogs.
They're royal dogs.
They are royal dogs. Fancy ladies. They just need daily walks. Play will take care of a lot of their exercise needs, but will not fulfill their primal instinct to walk. Dogs need walks, fam.
News.
It's the news primal flash. Instinct to walk?
To wander, to hunt, to dig, to search.
Oh. Well, I assume, not walk. Is that what that Can means? You imagine if dogs just sat all day?
They'd be little pretty marshmallow weird. Dogs. Yep.
Yep.
Scoot about without walking.
Oh, scoot. Little scooters. They live for about 9 to 14 years, which is 14 years is a long time. Little dogs. Heart is strong. But anyway, they're named for King Charles II. And they're descended from the King Charles Spaniel. Whereas this one is the King Charles Cocker Spaniel.
Where does the Cavalier come in?
The Cavalier.
Yeah.
It's just a really cavalier dog.
Oh, okay. just chicken.
In the late 1600s, the King Charles Spaniels were interbred with pugs, which resulted in a smaller dog with flatter noses, upturned faces, and rounded heads and protruding eyes.
Ooh.
So that's where that kind of comes in.
I've never really thought about
right
pug-like bits.
Pug, yeah, but they do have quite squishy faces have little and buggy eyes.
Buggy eyes, yeah, and little flat noses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're weird pugs.
I'm a gay weird pig.
They're long-haired fancy pugs.
Oh, gosh.
The consequence
changed my life.
Yeah, the consequence of the breeding is what we know today as the King Charles Spaniel. And in the 1920s, an American named Roswell Elridge He offered prize money during a Crofts dog show in London to any person exhibiting King Charles Spaniels with long noses.
Hey.
So.
You want to breed them?
How cavalier is it to have a long nose?
Apparently very.
Isn't that a thing? Don't some people like long noses? In humans?
Yes. Oh, I mean, sure.
So. I don't. I have a little sticky addy nose. I don't like it.
That's okay. I like it, just so you know.
Thanks. Sorry. But like, isn't that like when people animate like rich people or snobby people that always have
That's
like
true. They do
noses.
Have long noses.
Yeah.
Witches.
Ooh, oh, also witches. Something about the profile. Anyway, that's what this guy Elridge was looking for. Because he was looking for dogs similar to those appearing in Van Dyck's paintings of King Charles II and his spaniels before the pug was bred in.
Hey.
So
they took a King Charles Spaniel.
Yes.
And they crossed it with a pug to make a King Charles Spaniel.
Spaniel.
Yep.
A new King Charles Spaniel.
Yep.
And then
King Charles
also known as the Spaniel. English toy Spaniel.
And then somebody else went, I don't like the pug bit.
Yeah.
Take that out again.
Can we just get back to what
Cavalier
we had before?
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Yeah. yeah. So a dog called Anne's Son owned by Miss Waston.
Called what?
And his name was Anne's Son. It was a show dog. It was just Anne's Son.
That's a crap name. I'm sorry.
It's hard to say.
I'm going to put it out there. Anne's Son. You can't really call it at the dog park, can you? You can't be like, Anne's Son, come here.
Well, because then it just sounds like Hanson.
Hanson? Like Hanson, mop?
Anson. Anyway, Anne's Son.
Okay.
Won the Elridge Prize. So it was a prize.
Yep.
However, Elridge died a month before the show opened. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I was like, that's just unfortunate.
Wow.
And was not there to present the award.
Aww.
His ideas lived on in American breeders. The Cavalier King Charles Spaniel breed, as we know it today, is the product of American breeders of the late 1920s. Though this modern breed is the true heir of the Royal Spaniels of King Charles II. So it's quite a convoluted story to how we got to what we know today.
That is convoluted.
It is. It is. And the term cavalier refers to the royalist supporters of King Charles.
Oh. Right.
Yes. Learning. Particularly around the restoration, which is funny because like the cavalier King Charles is like the restoration of the breed
to pre-pug
origins. Anyway.
I love that.
Words.
Yeah. Oh, how fun are words?
So exciting.
That's kind of all I have to say because now I'm just looking at a cavalier King Charles with tiny blue bows in its ears.
Oh my God. Oh,
it's so cute, right? So cute. Check out the show notes for this
link. It's got like a little love heart print on its head too.
They kind of have love heart shaped faces.
Yeah.
These like little squishy nose dogs. I love them so much, you guys. They're so cute. And as always, that's how I end my breed because they're just so cute. And I have to look at the photos. You guys. They're really cute. The end.
They are really cute. Super cute.
Super cute.
You know what else is cute?
What?
Porky Peas is just a cute name and use of words.
By a segue.
Terrible segue.
We don't have the button today because Zane's out. So
terrible.
Mel doesn't know where to find
it. We can't find the button, so we had to make it ourselves.
You just have to do it yourself. Okay.
Give us some Porky Peas.
Well, look, I have a book. Sometimes like to bring in my literary, my little
you
library.
You do. I love it. Makes my show notes that much easier.
So cool.
Because you can't
I did. I already wrote out the thing to link it and I was like, can't link it.
This is a pet cookbook with easy everyday recipes for happy and healthy pets. And it has a picture of a dog with really big ears and a carrot in its mouth on the cover.
It's a French.
He does have a cool carrot.
Yeah, a French bulldog with a carrot in his mouth. He doesn't look super chuffed about the carrot.
No.
But that's okay because we didn't put any carrots in our Porky Peas recipe.
Good.
Now, we had a little off-air conversation about, pork, you can't feed a dog pork.
Taylor was like, what? You can't feed the dogs pork?
I literally thought. So I was always taught, like, no bacon, and ham is not good also. Like, it's just a bit too fatty. It's going to make them sick. So little me just assumed that all parts of the pig were bad except, like, the ears because you know how they get, like, pig's ears.
They love pig's ears.
They love pig's ears. So they got out this recipe for pork, which is printed in a book.
Printed in a book.
And I was like, we can't serve pork. Brenda's like, why? Oh, they're not Jewish.
I think you're getting
and
a bit
I was
confused.
Like, wait, what? So it turns out you can serve pork.
So the basis of any dog's diet should be a mix of premium dog food, natural foods, which include fresh human-grade raw meat, and fresh raw vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wrote this book uses I, but it's not me.
What do you mean I?
I often buy lean mince, but I I don't.
I, Miranda, does not.
Miranda doesn't. But the book, sometimes this book goes to the store and buys lean mince when it's on sale, adds veggies and stuff to it and basically makes rissoles for the book's dogs.
Cute.
Probably this French bulldog who loves carrots.
weird carrot dog.
So there's a lot of different things that you can do with that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And rice is usually the next best thing that goes in with it. So you have to be a little bit careful putting any ingredients into dog food because, as Taylor rightly points out, plenty of foods are pretty bad for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of bacon, the big problems are – that it's very high in fat, like gooey, gross cholesterol fat, and salt. Mm. It's a salted, meat. So what you want to avoid is processed anything, whether it's bacon or anything else. It's another reason why you should avoid foods that have a lot of sugar, particularly processed sugar in them. So, so if you take aside processing anything, you're looking for nice, fresh, raw ingredients to put in your foods when you're making it. So there's a lot of different recipes and things, and some dogs like some things and some dogs don't like some things.
This is true.
For instance, terrible recipe for my dog who eats around peas.
Aww.
Literally eats around them?
Yeah.
Tooie.
We'll eat everything and then just leave these fresh, clean, licked peas. They almost look like you could just put them in a bag and put them back in the freezer.
That's so considerate, Tooie.
Thanks a lot.
That's so funny.
Here's this very simple recipe. It does actually include a small portion of lean bacon.
Oh, how small?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Quite small. It's going to be very small.
Quite small. So 100 grams of lean bacon diced. And what you definitely don't want to do is get like premium smoked treated.
No. You want the raw.
You just want like just sliced pork kind of bacon.
Nice for humans, not for dogs.
500 grams of pork mince. Again, you want to be looking for lean meats. 200 grams of frozen peas. Defrosted, points out the recipe.
Important.
Defrosted. Don't get those frosted peas.
I feel like when you heat it for 2 minutes, you're going to defrost them anyway. So don't worry too much about it. And a cup of cooked brown rice. So brown rice is the best when you're adding, trying to bulk out stuff for your dogs. Go with whole grains, and in terms of rice, that would be brown rice. So here we go now. Get busy. In a large non-stick fry pan, sauté the bacon over medium heat for 2 minutes. It's very fancy.
Sauté.
Just cook your bacon. Dice it up and cook it, okay?
Just cook your bacon.
Just cook it. Add the pork mince and the peas along with about a quarter cup of water. So what you want to do is just sort of, you know, mix it up a bit so you're not dry frying it.
Fair.
You want it to be a little
dry
bit,
fry.
A little bit goopy.
We love goopy.
Woo, goopy. So cook it until the mince is browned, stirring it occasionally. It should look like a delightful reddish meaty thing with peas for colour.
A reddish meaty thing with peas for colour.
Yeah. what are we doing? We're now cooling it a little bit and then mixing it in with the pre-cooked rice.
Right.
So at this point, your meat should still be like a little bit gluggy. Mm. So it then with the rice sort of sticks together a little bit. So it turns into like dog food.
Clumpy stuff.
Yeah, clumpy stuff.
They like it clumpy in my experience.
Immediately.
You must serve it.
Wait, but that says it serves 8.
Or so, store in the refrigerator for up to 3 days.
Oh.
You must have a doggy dinner party immediately.
Why say serve immediately? But then, right, or you can put it in the fridge. Why don't you just say serve or put it
or
in the
don't.
Fridge? Or don't.
Right.
Like,
because you don't definitely need to be can't leave it on the counter. Can't. It's not allowed to be lukewarm. It has to be
no
frozen.
No tepid or peas warm. For you.
No tepid peas.
No tepid peas.
So you can serve it a little warm to your dogs. Some dogs really like that. Like,
some do,
like,
yeah.
But
Bella used to love that.
It's got to be like real easy for you to just pick up a handful of it and not burn yourself. Like,
yeah.
Warm for a dog is nowhere near what we enjoy
like
putting in our
food.
Mouths.
No, yeah. No.
So there you go. Porky peas.
Porky peas.
That's a great photo.
I love that.
Looks a
it's
little
a nice
bit
photo.
Like somebody ate it and put it back in the bowl.
Pre-digested for your convenience.
But you can add a bunch of other vegetables and stuff in there too. And there's a lot of other recipes in this book and in most books that include sweet potato, often use sweet potato.
So whipped potato.
Instead of or as well as the rice grains. So there you go.
I would think that sweet potato would be better than rice, would it not?
Yeah, well, it's all about variety, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it?
And what your doggo prefers.
Correct.
That's it for us today.
Yay.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Taylor just did a big old yawn.
I thought maybe if I yawned, I'd get out of doing the socials, but it appears that's not the case.
No, we're all
Taylor,
looking at you.
The socials girl. Woo!
So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you search Floof, FLOOF, and Papa, PUPPER podcast, sometimes the and is an ampersand, then you will find us.
Check us out.
That's about it.
Talk to us.
Mel's back on socials now, so they're a lot more regular than when I was posting.
More regular, but also
more random.
It's more like regularly irregular is what I like to say.
That's nice.
I think Grace Helbig, a YouTuber, says that, but that's okay.
Okay. Thanks to That's Not Canon Productions for hosting us,
though
he's not technically here. So
I hope you hear us.
Thank you for, but that's fine. No, I'm kidding. We're using all his equipment and his apartment.
He listens to every episode.
He does listen to every single episode and go through it and check it and edit it. So thank you, Zane.
Thank you, Zane.
You can also find us on thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
Uh-huh.
Or thatsnotcanon.com.
Oh,
we have both. We own both.
Canon.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Go check out some of the other podcasts on our network as well.
Let us know if you'd like to organize a dog wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll break the record. We need more than 300 dogs.
Yeah.
We need 179 pairs of dogs to beat the record.
Okay.
We can do it. Maybe at our party. Maybe it'll be a wedding dog party.
Join us.
Are we still having the party?
Yeah, we were going to have it for our 1 year anniversary, but we're going to have to, it's coming up, I think.
It is coming up very quick.
Because we're nearly up to 52 episodes, so it must be somewhere Woo-hoo-hoo. Very soon.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you, thank you.
Had a lot of doggos. Sending you dog love.
With permission.
With permission.
Bok, bok, bye.
Bok, bok, good.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.